بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتق فأولئك هم الفائزون. صدق الله العظيم. My respected friends and elders, in a narration of Bukhari Sharif, there's an incident that mentioned where a dispute took place, and this dispute was taken to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sort out. What was the nature of the dispute? That Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu owned a piece of land, and his neighbor also owned a piece of land. And there was some free-flowing water that was running. Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu would use the water, and then the water would flow to his neighbor. The neighbor was unhappy with the situation, so he raised a doubt, he raised a question, he had a problem with the situation, so they went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, before I mention the verdict of Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, let us understand what is the Shari verdict. In Shariat, if you have a free-flowing water, a stream or a river that doesn't belong to anybody, then first come, first serve. If it's passing your land, you use it first. If it's passing my land, I must use it first. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rather makes a compromise in his decision, and he says, "Oh Zubair, you use some of the water because you got it first, and then let your neighbor use how much he wants to use. After that, you can use how much you want." This person, instead of accepting what Imam al-Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to say, he went on this tangent to say that this is your cousin. He is your cousin, your paternal cousin, your chacha zaat bhai. So in our terms of Durban, buti buti ka masla hai. Na'udhu billah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't go to anyone's side. We don't need to mention why. He is the greatest of the great. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it comes in a hadith sharif that Urwa bin Zubair radiallahu anhu says, "Talawwana wajhu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam," that the color of the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it changed. It turned pale, denoting anger, or rather denoting displeasure. I am taking your side, I am helping you in the matter, and you turn against me. Not happy with the verdict of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Zubair ibn Awam radiallahu anhu, that you know what, go ahead and use how much water you want. When you finish, then give it to him. Mufassirin explain that when this incident took place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the ayat, "Fala wa rabbika la yu'minun hatta yuhaqqimuka fima shajara baynahum thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan mimma qadayta wa yusallimu taslima." Allah takes qasam on his name that he is the Rabb, that a person cannot attain complete iman, he cannot be on firm iman, hatta yuhaqqimuka fima shajara bainahum, till he makes you the judge, till he makes you the judge in his different matters. For our understanding, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is there, then what he says must go. And if he's absent, then what he left as a legacy, that should dominate the situation. hatta yuhaqqimuka fima shajara bainahum thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan mimma qadait. And then, my dear brothers, the Quran uses the word harajan mimma qadait. They must have no reservation in the heart. They must be happy with what Shariat has decided, what Sharia alayhi salam has said, Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Shariat calls, and what it's stamped upon, that's what you got to accept. Wa yusallimu taslima. And then we must submit to what Shariat has said. My honorable friends and brothers, this ayat is a gauge of iman, it is a thermometer. Ke garmi kis tarah hai? What is the temperature of our body? What is the temperature of our iman? We need to measure ourselves and see that though I am making salah, I am keeping fast, I'm giving my zakat, umrah upon umrah, and going for hajj, but in my heart, with regards to the commands of Allah and the dictates of deen and the teachings of Janabe Pak Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have I got haraj? Have I got a reservation? Am I one that likes Islam but certain parts of it, when it comes to that point, I say, No, that don't touch that matter. Secretly in my heart, I hold certain reservations and do not submit. Just to digress for 30 seconds, these are the Mubarak months of Zulqadah. Next month, Zulhijjah. Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wa salam, which the ulama after me are going to address you upon. His life was complete submission. Brothers, where you heard of a person going to slaughter his son to please his creator? But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam didn't ask what and why. Allah told me I must do it. Ismail alayhi salam heard about it. Go ahead, father, do it. Satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. The ulama kiram, when looking at the situation, that when a person knows about Shariat and he's going as a Muslim, mashallah, day to day, he will not just walk out of Islam and Salim becomes Solomon, or Dawud suddenly become David. Outwardly, you won't see that problem, you know, just happening to everybody, because people are a bit ashamed. You know what, certain person, his son became murtad, or you know that person, he should come for salah, he left Islam. So when a person leaves Islam, it's called irtidad, and a person who has gone on to irtidad is called a murtad. One is that phenomena where a person walks out of Islam, where he just changes his whole life, takes on a new religion, worships in a new place, you see, clear cut, this person has left Islam. But my honorable brothers and elders, when a person outwardly appears as a Muslim, but the inside is that of a kafir. In other words, when it comes to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what Allah ta'ala wants to go and what Allah ta'ala has laid down for us to move upon as human beings and as his servants, we are not happy with it. This is called neo-irtidad, and in simple terms, zehni-irtidad, where the mind has already become a kafir, the only thing left is for the body to follow. This, what I'm telling you from this mimbar, is not a fallacy and something we conjured up in our mind. They are true examples. An alim meets a youngster and he says, Maulana, I am confused whether I must marry this certain girl. What's the confusion? Say, no, both of us are studying in Cape Town. She got one flat, I got another flat. And you know when there's a hot knife next to butter, by Paja Rahmatullah used to say that the butter will definitely melt. So he went head over heels over this girl and he was contemplating nikah. But he says, I got a WhatsApp from this girl and this has put me into an imbalance whether I can marry her or not. What happened? Bhai, tell us. This girl openly says, her opinion of the Quran-e Kareem and Quran-e Majid is this, that is only a book of morals and ethics. Being a divine book from a God, she doesn't believe. Can I marry this girl, Maulana? The heart is gone. She's thinking her own things. Examples like this are occurring daily. In South Africa, a man hit the political strata and gained fame throughout the world. So happened he had to die. Our own Muslims started mentioning things like he will go to Jannat because he had the goodwill of people at heart. The goodwill of the person we don't doubt. The freedom he fought for we don't doubt. Saving people from shackles we don't doubt. But hatta yalijal jamalu fi sammil khiyat. Quran clearly speaks that you cannot count a person like this as a jannati. He can do what he wants, but he didn't have iman. He will not go to Jannat. Muslims contest this. Quran is saying A, we are saying B. What basis do we have for backing our statements besides our mental capacity, which can't even think further than a nose? Next problem. Women's rights. Women are talking, men are also blowing their trumpet. How come Islam, how come it says half for the woman more for the man and half for the woman? لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَذِّ الْأُنْسَيَيْنِ is not my words or your words. Allah revealed the words. How come women can't perform salah? How come they can't come to the masjid? Big questions from puny intellects is damaging our iman, my dear brothers. We are talking about the fikr of iman, preserving iman, having this iman. This is the gauge of the ummah's iman, what they are thinking about. Islam is a way of life. When you do things that do not fit in with what a human is supposed to be, then Maulana Ahmad Lad Saab says himself, and I translated the bayan myself, he says, Jab ke kisi ka haat bandar ka panja ban jata hai, to wo panja jism ki kabil nahi hai, shariat unko kaat deta hai. When a man's hand becomes like the claws of a monkey, he starts stealing, then shariat cannot tolerate that an animal must be attached to a human being. You have to cut it out. When he commits zina, he'll be stoned. And likewise, the other punishments and lessons that are given in our deen, in our Islam, people have a problem with this. Muslims themselves say, Islam has become barbaric. Let me show you barbarism. The criminal can walk free. You and I, we don't steal, we don't rob, but we are locked with gates. Trellis door, front door, big gate, security guard, electric fence, security company, panic button, electric shocks, pepper spray. What has become of our life? The day we considered Allah's commands as barbaric, then we must understand that we have now fed ourselves to the dogs. Because the criminal, who is the real barbarian, will walk free. An innocent, beautiful Muslim like this, they are shaking and shivering. An alim walks into a fruit and veg store. He meets a white man. And that man greets him in Arabic. Say, you surprised to see a white man talking Arabic? He says, yes, I spent two years in an Arab country. And let me tell you, I'm missing that place, but because of the heat, I had to come back. He said, I never see something like this in my life. I can drive to a service station. go inside, buy what I need. My laptop is in the car. I can leave it idling with the doors open. Nobody will touch my vehicle. You think you can do that in Hilal? Try it out, brothers. After namaz, we'll all be hiking back home. We'll be asking someone to pick us up. He says, I equate this to the laws of the Quran. Some bit of Islam that our brethren are practicing is helping the Muslims. May Allah give them the tawfiq to practice on all of Islam. My dear brothers, it is serious to think that deen is falling short. It's very detrimental. Sheikh Dahan Rahmatullah Ali, an alim, mentions that in Jannat al-Mu'alla, there was a learned scholar that was buried. When they went to now bury somebody else, it's called a turn of bodies, where they bring another person to bury after a certain amount of time. When they opened the grave, they found the body of a white woman. In that particular majlis, in that particular group of people, there was another person who recognized. He says, I know this person. This is a French woman. She accepted Islam secretly. But the question is how she ended up here in Jannatul Mu'alla. He says, no, because of her iman and she hid her Islam, Allah blessed her that she was buried in Europe and she ended up here. All right, that's a fair enough answer. But where's our scholar? See, now you go back to where she was buried. They make some mashura with the non-Muslim parents, explain to them what happened. And witnesses probably went with, and they dug up the grave. They found a rotting, decaying body of the learned scholar. Now they are worried. How can this be? What was in his life? Who better to ask than the wife? She says he was a good person, this, that. But you know, auntie, what's the problem? Says, no, there is one reason. That when we used to share and become comfortable with each other, our relations used to take place, and the baat used to become incumbent, he used to utter a statement, how lucky are the Christians that they do not have to baat. This is not a matter of aqidah. This is a secondary matter. And just thinking of that in our context, my dear brothers, just thinking low of the baat that he has to take, look at the result of it. The problem today is that wealth and capitalism has become the be-all and the end-all. We got to understand, my dear brothers, how we are becoming brainwashed. Just to mention problems here and run away is causing more problems. One way in which they got us by the noose and the leash is by the media. Audio media, periodicals, and Allah save us, the visual media that has crept into our homes even though we removed it. Now no more it's in our homes, it's in our pockets. Allah save me, Allah save you. The other way, and listen to me clearly, my dear brothers, honorable brothers, beloved brothers, wonderful brothers, the next point I'm going to make sometimes gives Muslim indigestion. But after explaining my point, then you'll see where I'm coming from. The next way in which they are brainwashing us is through the education system. When the Muslim hears education, after that they put a bracket this side, bracket that side, Maulana, don't touch that topic. It is the duty of an alim to sit in front of you and not molly cuddle and curry flavor. Haq to haq baat hai mere pyaro. The truth has to be said. Before I go on, this doesn't mean close schools. This doesn't mean burn schools. This doesn't mean step off board meetings, do funny things like that. I'm explaining my point and appreciate the veracity of my statements. When the British, when they left India, now India is only an example. India is only an example. So if you come from Africa, don't switch off now. It's a place where this incident took place. Don't get personal with the country. When they left India, they said we need to have such an education system. Such an education system must be put into place that after any Muslim or Hindu has to come in contact with our education system, he'll be a Muslim but a Christian at heart. This is a plot. I don't like to mention Kufar's name from the mimbar, but for you to understand and me to understand, Lord Macaulay, in his Macaulism, what does he say? He says it is impossible for us to educate the millions in this country. But in my words, we need a few puppets that will be the in between us and the masses. So the end result of this Indian nation will be their blood will be Indian. Their color will be Indian. But their taste in life will be English. Are you not seeing it in our society, my brothers? Must I spell it out? Everybody take a mental walk to our bathroom. Oral-B, Mentadent-P, Colgate, all is there. Habib sells some miswak, you can't find it. People are calling in the plumbers to burst out the low toilet. The squatting system of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has become a bygone thing, replacing it with the English toilet. Yes, someone's knees are paining, someone is sick and ailing. But hard and fast we're going in that direction, we don't realize it. Ulama have to address this matter. And he added to this, I traveled the length and breadth of India and overall, I found a nation that is fairly stable and they have morals. But let us now dwindle a carrot in front of them to show them everything foreign and everything English is greater and better. The result is we can now dominate this nation. Today you talk about sunnat. Ulama can come and scream their heart out here, but a man got it in his head. What I know about life is what I know about life. Maulana, you can fly kite even if it's not windy. I'll do what I want. Dominated, my brothers, that we cannot think with the chip of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the SIM card of sunnat, the SIM card of reasoning out. When the legal battle comes about, who must get the inheritance? We say South African law will prevail because the cut is bigger for me. You see what I'm saying, my brothers? We are walking one tune and singing another tune. May Allah Ta'ala guide us, my dear brothers. The education system and how it's brainwashing people. Arab youngsters leave the borders of Arabia and they go to another country. Jewish professor meets them. You all must make salah. He reminds them of the time, brings them closer, indoctrinates them, salah out, everything out. When the Arab youngsters return back home, they say, if we had sufficient seats in parliament or the reign of Arabia, the first thing we'll do is break the Kaaba. It is this particular building that has kept our nation back. Brainwashed! Granddad goes with his grandchildren to Umrah. MashaAllah, good. Grandfather was to teach some deen better. Now we're entering Baytullah. This is the house of Allah, the house of our Lord. Little boy attending a Christian school says, is not Jesus our Lord? Durban! This is not Brazil. This is not France. This is not Australia. Durban! The grandfather immediately phones from there. Oh, my son takes this boy out of the school now and now. He's brainwashed. His whole life he would have thought Jesus is Lord and not know the status of Isa ala Nabina Ali Musallatu wasalam. Not long ago in our own town of Durban, two girls turned murtad. Father, one son is studying overseas, another one is studying somewhere else in our country. Ramzan Sharif month, he phones them. Beta, you're keeping fast. The sons reply, both of them give a similar answer. Daddy, we don't know if we're Muslims anymore. This is the type of answers that are coming. Not long ago, there's a thing called an exchange program. For those that don't know, a student from another country will come here and our student will go there. Ulama and pious people and reasonable people try to explain to this gentleman, why don't send your son there? Maulana, education, my child will become something. Banenge to banenge. If he gets education, then he'll get a reputation. When that boy returned and the father wakes him up, they woke up a bit late on Sunday, he said, let's go for Zohar Namaz. In clear-cut English, Dad, I don't believe in that anymore. Dad, I don't believe in that anymore. Son, you know what you said? He just walked out of Islam. Dangerous things are happening, my brothers. What is the solution for our youth, for ourselves, and for the ummah at large? Ulama say our maktab system, that system which is slowly being crammed from Saturday to Friday, now it's gone to Thursday and gone to Wednesday. That system which parents most happily ignore in the name of some ballet lessons, so the child can walk on toes, we are teaching the child how to walk on the pulsirat. This primary education and basic education, every parent, kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Every one of you is a shepherd, will be questioned about your flock. Do not ignore this particular part of our child's life. For tomorrow when we are in Browns, Al-Hilal Cemetery, Brook Street or wherever it is, Allah gonna rest our body. He cannot come and read the theorem of Pythagoras. Newton's law will not get us up. He needs to read Quls, he needs to read Yasin Sharif for us. What have we planned for our children? The next important part, my dear brothers, is to involve ourselves in dini works. And I'll say it openly, we are not in a spiritual desert. When it comes to Talim, Alhamdulillah in Durban, we've got ulama par excellence. When it comes to tasawuf and tazkiyah, par excellence. When it comes to tabligh, par excellence. All the mediums of saving our iman and getting our mind in order are there for us to take advantage of. It is for us to knock the door. Last but not least, my dear brothers, and I'll terminate, I am aware there's a nikah taking place too. Keep contact with the ulama. Do not be in this misdemeanor that certain people have gone into. Ke ab koi ulama baki nahi hai. In one box you might get one or two apples. Does it mean that's the end of fruit? In Hajj you might get one or two agents. Does it mean the end of Hajj? The ulama are still here. They are there to answer our questions. But who is there to go and take their problems to them? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Musnad Ahmad Hadith, Allahumma la yudrikni zamanun wala tudriku zamana la yuttaba'u fihi al-alim wala yustahya fihi min al-halim qulubuhum qulubul a'ajim wa al-sinatuhum al-sinatul arab. Nabi Ali salatu wa salam in clear terms says, oh Allah, I seek refuge from that time. And oh my sahaba, la yudrikni wala tudriku zamana. May you be safe from that error. Which error? La yuttaba'u fihi al-alim. When the ulama are left out of the equation of life. What nikahs are taking place? What business deals are taking place? What journeys are taking place? What decisions are being made? And no ilm is in that. If there's no ilm, sarapar jahalat, 100% ignorance will dominate. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for savior from this. Wala yustahya fihi min al-halim. And when there's no respect left, I seek refuge from this time. And then, the shocker of all shocks. Qulubuhum, qulubuhum, qulubul a'ajim. That outwardly he'll be a Muslim. Outwardly he'll appear to be a believer. But his heart is a heart of a kafir. He desires what they desire. He drools for what they want. He wants to lap up the vomit of those people who never take the name of Allah once. wa alsinatuhum alsinatul Arab, and they'll be fluent in Arabic. My dear brothers and elders, Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Damat Barakatum, director and principal and mudir of Arabia Islamia, was lecturing in a Rand Afrikaans University. And the professor says to him, for as long as we've got our education system in place, the South African Muslims will be professional Muslims, businessmen Muslims, but far as they believe, it will be in our hand. Wake up to the call, my brothers. Take the deen seriously. Take the ta'alluq of ulama seriously. And look what education is coming to us and to our children. May this topic of intellectual apostasy, zehni irtidad, be a current that runs through my heart and your heart, so that we can make positive decisions. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.